This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Cheers show every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. How you doing, JR?
I'm doing unbelievably good, Tommy. I could not be more excited to be on air with you this fine Thursday. And I got news for you guys. This is going to be an exciting game tonight with the Broncos coming into town to take on your beloved Saints.
Damn right. It's going to be exciting. Go ahead, JR.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm pumped up. I really am. Yeah. When you do what I do for a living, there are certain games that just plain stand out, mm-hmm. and this is definitely one of those games. I really, not just giving it out because it's happening tonight, I love the game. I mean, when it comes down to what I'm looking at as an expert in this business, I don't like this game. It's one of those games I absolutely love. So here's what I'm doing. All you got to do, text the word WIN to 545454, and you get the winner of this Thursday night matchup between the Broncos and Saints absolutely free via text message. And bonus game, guys, you're also going to get the winner of the LSU-Arkansas game, Battle of the Boot. That, too, is going to be free when you text the word WIN to 545454. Couldn't make this easier for you. All you got to do is send a word to 545454, text the word WIN, and you get this winner absolutely free. And again, my games are not just who's going to win. It's not a survivor pool. These are against the spread, and it's absolutely free. Give it a ring, or excuse me, give it a text. Just text WIN to 545454.
Give it a ring. You getting engaged, JR? Love's in the air or what? What's going on?
I'm so used to telling the people call the free pick hotline that, I mean, not for nothing, the legalization of sports betting has made us boom in business. I mean, obviously, it's great, but, you know, technology is a wonderful thing, so we try to figure out ways to make sure that we can get this to the masses, and text messaging has definitely been taking over and has made things a whole lot easier on us to be able to get that info to even more people.
But like any tool, if you don't know how to use it, you can hurt yourself. For example, you know, everybody's all excited, Chiefs 5-0, Vikings 5-0. First of all, it doesn't have to be a big game to make money off of it. Secondly, before you put money on it, it's best to know what the hell you're doing, and that's where your service comes in.
No question about it, and I appreciate you even bringing that up. And guys, right now, the general public, unfortunately, has been getting absolutely smashed throughout this season. Since they've been keeping records because of the legalization of sports betting of, you know, how good or bad the public is doing versus the books, this is by far, not even close, the worst year on record. And it is literally upside down like I've never seen it. I mean, if you want to try to take this on your own, you don't realize what a difficult task that it is, especially now you've got media out there. I'm not going to mention names, but you got to understand some of the media actually have interests because they own sports books.
Yep.
So what are they
going
to do? They're going to feed you information to try to beat themselves? Or are they going to try to put it into your head to take the wrong sides of these games and you get pre-programmed, unfortunately, watching all of it, that you fall into the trap and you wind up going with all the information that's being fed to you? So we are the experts, okay? We're not watching these channels to see what the media is saying. We're looking at the facts.
JR, real quick.
We're looking at what we think is going to be the outcomes of these games. We find the mistakes. We look for the edge. Got to remember, lines are not being made based on the actual outcomes of these games. It is on the public perception of what they think the public believes is going to happen so they can get 50% of the money on one side and 50% on the other side. They're looking to just clean up and get that juice money or that vig that they're going to be laying in order for guys to be taking both sides of the game, right? So they have one challenge, and that is to be able to clean up by getting more action on both sides of the game. That's where we look at it with you know, expert eyes, knowing the matchups, knowing what the line should be, finding what we call a mistake or the right situation and pouncing on it. And I could tell you, tonight is definitely one of those nights. And I, again, I'm going to repeat it. I don't like it. When I say this, guys, I truly do. I love this game tonight. And you got to just text the word WIN to 545454 right now to get the winner of the Broncos-Saints game free of charge via text message and a bonus game, Battle of the Boot, the one I know you guys want. That's the winner of Arkansas-LSU. All you got to do is text the word WIN to 545454, and you get them for free.
JR, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but settle a fight between Tim and I that we're having. Bookmaking 101. If I can put out false information out there that gets you to bet on the wrong team without changing the odds to influence you to do that, that's gravy for the bookmaker, is it not?
Of course it is. I mean, listen, again, I'm not naming names, but there are plenty of media outlets out there that all have interests and own, in some cases, sports books. And what are you doing all day? You're listening to that channel because that's the only thing out there pumping into your brain what you want to hear, and that is everything football, and especially now with the baseball playoffs. We got college and pro basketball that are about to start. NHL is going on. I mean, most guys are not looking to listen to any more political nonsense. They want to get on there and hear about their teams.
JR, real quick, you are 7-0 in the free Lagniappe picks that you give us every day. You are on fire. What do you got for us today?
Unfortunately, with this one, guys, I'm going to have you up early on Sunday morning. This one's going to be the England game. Jacksonville has been over there since last week. They've been getting beat up all, you know, let's face it, this whole season they've looked absolutely terrible. Lawrence just not playing the way that he should be with the money that he's getting paid. Everyone blaming the head coach. Peterson's job has been on the hot seat for weeks now. But yet they're taking on the Patriots. And I think that with Jacksonville already being out there, that is already a huge advantage. And this Patriots team is, I don't want to say they're in disarray because they're building right now, right? You're going to have a rookie quarterback out there. You've got a rookie head coach in a very, you know, what is going to be neutral to hostile environment. There are more fans for Jacksonville out there because of the base that they've built over the years than there will be for New England. So I don't really like this one. I do really, really love this one. Get in Jacksonville. That line, public thinks it's too high. They are betting the Patriots, but guys, this is an easy one. Jaguars absolutely smoked the Patriots this week. Don't be afraid to lay the 5.5. But again, one more time, let's get this winner in tonight. Love this matchup between the Broncos and Saints. Text the word WIN to 545454 to get it for free. Plus the winner of the big matchup, college football. Guys, I'm telling you now, I've got this one locked up. I gave you LSU last week. I'll let you know whether or not they're going to win the Battle of the Boot against Arkansas this week. Just text that word WIN to 545454.
Thank you, Jerry. You don't have to get up early. Just make your bet and cash in, and when you wake up. Thank you, sir.
You got it. Always a pleasure. Guys, go out there and make some money.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.